Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yellow Jacket season 2 is almost here, but we're just starting buzzing about it on post-show recaps as the Yellow Jackets podcast is revving back online here on PSR with the Yellow Jackets season 2 premiere right around the corner. March 24th, hitting all of the Showtime platforms online. March 26th, it's going to be on Showtime proper. And we're going to be here to mark all of it with copious amounts of Yellow Jackets podcast coverage here in the Yellow Jackets podcast feed, which you should subscribe to. Postshowrecaps.com/yellowjackets is going to get you our RSS link when you search by URL in your podcast player of choice. That's postshowrecaps.com/yellowjackets. And if you just search Yellow Jackets Post Show Recaps wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find us. Subscribe, ratings and reviews, tremendously appreciated at the start of a brand new season of Yellow Jackets coverage. Additionally, if you are a patron of Post Show Recaps, you are going to get ad-free versions of every single Yellow Jackets podcast that we do for season 2, including this one. No commercial interruptions. If that is interesting to you and you want to tip your podcasters, hey, we'd appreciate it. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. All right, I am not alone. I am not the only one who is feasting on the carcass known as Yellow Jackets. Joining me by the fire, as always, Jess Sterling and Grace Leader. Jess, buzz, buzz, buzz.
A licky boom, boom, down.
Grace,
we returned.
We're back.
I'm strapped in. I got Leonard by my side. Leonard the teddy bear. I'm good to go, Josh.
Oh, God, she exploded.
Yeah.
Bye. Wow.
What if that was it? What if I had left the pod after that?
That would be actually a hilarious way. If you're like, I'm actually not going to be on the Yellow Jackets pod. Great bit. Great bit if you just went the way of Laura Lee.
Well, speaking of great bits, talking about the Yellow Jackets. The
Yes. There's a lot to bite into here with Yellow Jackets, as it's been a little over a year since we saw Yellow Jackets season 1. Jess, Grace, and myself, we did this really insane daily Yellow Jackets grind at the end of season 1. We were catching up on all of the buzz everyone had about Yellow Jackets. People were loving the show. We were a little late to the game. So we did all these daily season 1 recaps without looking ahead, despite the fact that a bunch of season 1 episodes were available at the time. If you haven't gone back and listened to those, I think that they're pretty fun. Jess, you've gone back and listened to them, and you are also right now shaking your head.
I have. They're ridiculous. You could tell that we have lost our minds just from the daily binge. And I think that something that happened throughout that podcast, and is also happening if you're a fan of Succession and are listening to the daily Succession pod leading up to the final season of Succession, when you record every single day with people, you tend to glom on to specific bits and they just continue. And that is never truer than with the Yellow Jackets podcast. So I do highly recommend you go back and listen to it, if for nothing else, to listen to us lose our minds collectively.
It was a very fun time. I have fond memories of this time, Grace, because Succession season 3 had wrapped and the three of us had covered that, and we wanted to cover something else together, and we went to Yellow Jackets, and now here we are with this Yellow Jackets season 2 return at the exact same time that Succession is coming back as well, and we're going to be podcasting about both shows.
Yeah, the universe laughed at us. They're like, you fools. But yeah, the Yellow Jackets, it was so fun. It was we had done Succession and this idea, you know, this started the thing of like, sometimes a show sort of like catches Post Show Recaps off guard a little bit. I think less so these days, but it could still happen. And this was the first one where it was like, this show might be really fun. I think you would watch the first episode. You're like, just watch the first episode. Just watch it.
Yeah. And then I think I messaged you. I was like, as long as you're cool with cannibalism stuff, right. I think it's really fun.
It's really fun. The cast is great. Obviously, Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress and Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. It was really fun. It has these mystery elements. It plays with time. Very Lost adjacent as well, a thing we like around here on Post Show Recap. So it was such a delight, and I'm so excited that it's coming back.
Yeah, so for people who never watched Yellow Jackets before, it is this wilderness adventure, but that is such a light way of describing the wilderness horrors that ensue, and it is spread across two different periods in time, the 1990s as well as the modern day. It is a star-studded show. Melanie Lynskey, as Grace mentions, Tawny Cypress as well, Christina Ricci, Juliette Lewis. There are more people who are showing up in season two that I think I would like to steer clear of. I don't think that this needs to be even though casting has been out there, maybe you want to go to one of the podcasts that isn't going to tell you about anything that's coming up in the future. That'll be us. We're not going to tell you who else is involved in this thing, but some very fun names, I have to say, because I do know those names and they look super great. So we're going to be covering the whole thing. I want to give people a little taste of what's ahead in the podcast's future and how this is going to work. So it's going to work like this. On the days that Yellow Jackets hits online on Showtime and digital platforms, that's going to be March 24th for the premiere, and it's going to be Fridays moving forward, you can expect to hear from myself, Jess, and Grace giving our takes on any given episode. That's going to be the first buzz on every episode of season two of Yellow Jacket, so you can look forward to that. Afterwards, you can look forward to Jess continuing on and welcoming a new member to our proverbial soccer team here on the Yellow Jackets podcast. As Jess, you and the great Marissa Garza are going to be doing deep dives into every single episode of Yellow Jackets season two, with those episodes dropping Sunday nights after Yellow Jackets has aired on Showtime.
Yes, so we are going to be breaking down the entire episode in so much detail, as well as discussing feedback, discussing theories on what we think is happening. So if you have feedback for the show, that it is your time to get it in so we can discuss it on the podcast. You can email me, jess@postshowrecaps.com, tag either of us on Twitter, hit us up in the Patreon Discord. So many ways to contact us. We are going to be like, we're going to rip apart everything that happens in this show and break it down for everyone. Because this is a show, like Grace said, it is very much like a Lost adjacent show. There's a lot to theorize about. There's a lot of mysteries. We're playing with time here. So there's just so much to dig into that we want to be able to have a proper breakdown of the episode for you all.
Yes. So I think the first buzz is going to be a lot of the, I think it's going to be us being, why did that happen? And then, you know, we'll be theorizing, we'll be speculating, we'll be trying our best to explain it. But I think with the benefit of a couple of days, Jess and Marissa, you will be able to really take this thing down. So those are the two podcasts you can look forward to. A third that you can look forward to is the continuation of the Post Show Recaps Versus series. That is myself and the great LaTanya Starks that we kicked off with House of the Dragon when House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. We did House of the Dragon season one versus Game of Thrones season one, talked about the two shows side by side, compared, contrasted, made them fight each other. It was very fun. We continued that into The Last of Us on HBO with The Last of Us versus Station 11, another really great HBO pandemic post-apocalypse drama that perhaps you had never heard of, but LaTanya and I talked about every week during The Last of Us season. The Versus coverage continues. It makes its way into the Canadian wilderness as we are going to be talking about Yellow Jackets, and we are putting it up against another HBO show. I guess that it has to always be an HBO show somewhere in the Versus arena, as LaTanya and I are going to be doing Succession season four versus Yellow Jackets season two. Grace, I think on first glance, these two shows don't have too much in common, but when you think about it deeper, everyone's really trying to eat each other in some way.
That's right. Eat or be eaten, I believe, is how LaTanya described comparing these two shows. So very fun, very excited. I love the Versus podcast. I love the format. Most of my interests revolve around like competition, other than like TV. I watch sports. I like board games. I like competitive reality shows. So Versus podcast, perfect mix. I'm very excited for you and LT to break down these two shows.
Could be very fun. I look forward to it. I think we're going to have a really good time. That'll be here in the Yellow Jackets podcast feed. But if you want to subscribe to the Versus feed, we've got one. PostShowRecaps.com/Versus is the RSS link. Or if you just want to search Post Show Recaps Versus, you can do that. So those are the three podcasts you can look forward to every week when it comes to our Yellow Jackets coverage. We will have bonus podcasts as we go, speaking with guests. Who knows who we'll be talking to? We've got got people that we want to talk to. We've got people who we have plans to talk to. And we will be getting those bonus podcasts in your feed throughout the season. Unfortunately, Grace, there's no book club podcast.
You're telling me there's no book club?
There's no book club.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
To be fair, we did try. You know, we've had book club pods on the podcast before. We had a video game pod, mm-hmm. but no book club this time around. Unfortunately, no, it's not club. Based on book IP. So
yeah. I guess just you could always rebrand the deep dive to be the Yellow Jackets book club if you really want to. But I do think you would have to read stuff. It would be weird if you didn't.
I mean, we'd have to read Watership Down, right? Just because of all the rabbits. So.
Yeah, right. Well, definitely don't invite me onto that podcast, please. I have nothing to share in that regard. Okay, so that's the menu. That's what you can look forward to on any given week. The menu also.
It would fit in with like the success. Definitely would. Yeah,
the
definitely.
Menu is like right at the epicenter of Yellow Jackets versus Succession.
Agreed.
Let's catch people up because I don't know that everybody's going to have time to do the rewatch of Yellow Jackets season one. I'm in the middle of mine right now. I'm really excited about it. But people who are not going to have the chance to go back and watch every single episode, can we at least give you the broad shape of what happened in season one? So Jess Sterling, do you have a plot summary of Yellow Jackets season one within you?
Sure do. Here we go. The show follows a high school girl soccer team that survives a plane crash in the Canadian wilderness in 1996. We split our time between 1996's plane crash and modern day. What happened out in the Canadian wilderness involves cannibalism, ritualistic sacrifice, mysterious symbols, and possibly ghosts. First, let's talk through some characters who appear in both timelines. Shauna betrayed her best friend and fellow teammate Jackie by sleeping with her boyfriend and future husband, Jeff, and is now impregnated with his child. Most of her time in the 90s is spent trying to keep this from Jackie. Jackie eventually finds out, and a big argument leads to Jackie sleeping outside and freezing to death overnight. In the present time, Shauna's having marital issues with Jeff and cheats on him with the mysterious Adam. She kills Adam when she believes he's responsible for blackmailing the Yellow Jackets for money, but it turns out he's just a guy who lied about his credentials. Shauna and Jeff hash out their problems, and Shauna lies to some of the other Yellow Jackets to help clean up the murder scene. Among those people is Natalie. Natalie and the coach's son, Travis, grow close out in the wilderness as the main two hunters. In modern time, Natalie struggles with drug and alcohol addiction. She teams up with Misty to visit Travis. Unfortunately, by the time they get there, it seems as if he has taken his own life. Or has he? His bank account was completely emptied by Lottie right before his death. Speaking of Misty, she has the most survival knowledge of the group, proving herself to be a valuable asset in the wilderness. Unfortunately, she also develops an obsession with the assistant coach that is definitely not reciprocated. Oh, and she breaks the airplane transponder that could have saved them all when she realizes how appreciated she is in their current predicament. Modern-day Misty kidnaps Jessica Roberts, a quote-unquote reporter who Thaisa hired to see if any of the girls were willing to spill the beans on what actually happened to them so long ago, and eventually kills her. She is pulled in as an expert to help destroy evidence of Adam's murder. Thaisa is one of the leaders of the Yellow Jackets and the most skeptical of all the strange happenings around them. At one point, she attempts to lead a group away from the camp to find some help, which results in her romantic partner, Van, nearly getting killed by a wolf, while Thaisa had some sort of episode where she slept climbed a tree. Wolves seem to follow Thaisa in the present day while she runs for office. It seems as though stress is the leading cause of Thaisa's episodes, and while in one of these states, she decapitates their family dog and sets up a shrine with the mysterious symbol from the wilderness drawn in blood. Her wife finds the shrine, and so we'll see where that goes. Other important characters that are yet to be revealed in the modern timeline include Lottie, who ran out of her schizophrenia medication while out in the wilderness and begins to experience visions. She is the John Locke to Thaisa's Jack Shepherd and seems to have a very deep connection to the wilderness. Van, Thaisa's girlfriend in the 90s timeline, butts heads with Thaisa when she becomes closer with Lottie and stands by as Lottie gives the heart of a bear to the wilderness. We leave season one with the following big questions. What does the symbol mean and where does it come from? Who killed Travis and why? What are these episodes that Thaisa is suffering from? Who is the Antler Queen and who participated in the cannibalistic rituals? Who is the girl we see in the first scene of the show who falls into the death pit? Where is Javi, Travis's younger brother, and who else escaped the Canadian wilderness alive?
Wow. Yeah, these are the big questions heading into season two. Who is Pit Girl? This is a big one. We want
into the pail.
Who is Pit Girl is a big question that Chris Pratt's been asking for a very long time. I think that there are a ton of really interesting theories around that. I think that we can look forward to some new casting. I believe that even the Yellow Jackets team themselves may be expanding in number heading into season two. So maybe a little bit of timey-wiminess going on with the show. Grace, what do you think you're looking forward to the most with the return of Yellow Jackets?
Well, one of the questions that got posed is the Antler Queen. And so I feel like it was partially right that Lottie is the Antler Queen.
Certainly looks like it.
Okay, interesting.
It's not like confirmed.
Until someone says, you are the Antler Queen. I don't know that that's going to happen.
The only thing
so
we
no,
have...
Everyone's the Antler Queen until that moment.
The only thing we like know for sure is that one of the girls in the group covered in animal furs and doing this whole like ritualistic type of thing is Misty. That is like the only confirmation that we have of who someone is in that group.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we know she's not Antler
Queen. Confirmed has eaten people. I don't know that anyone else yet is confirmed having eaten people of the main cast.
Okay. Right. Interesting. I think it's being reported that Lottie is the Antler Queen.
Strong vibe. Yeah.
What I am most excited. I mean, I think it is Lottie. I think Lottie is sort of someone who was, she was kind of on the board as somebody who I think could have been the Antler Queen. I think certainly suspicions on her. She's certainly acting quite strange in season one. And so now that we have the reveal, I'm very interested what season two looks like for Lottie, specifically one of the things that I thought was a little bit surprising about season one is I thought our opening in terms of like somebody falling in the pit and sort of the zoom out of the Antler Queen and all the other people sitting next to her in the furs and stuff. I thought we were going to get seemingly much closer to that moment than we did in season one, and we didn't. So I feel like there's a lot more like there's still pretty much like a functioning society by the end of season one in the 90s. Obviously Jackie has died, but I feel like there's a lot still to go wrong. Before they devolve into what we know they will become. And also there's this, it is the like, yeah, they ate people, but there is this matter.
But who hasn't?
There is this, thing about in the modern day of like, who's going to tell about what we did? And I feel like there's a chance that certainly is like becoming a cult and eating someone. But there also is, I think, a notion on the board for me of what specifically is the thing that they are trying to hide. And it literally could be that. But I also feel like, in a mystery box show, you never want to take things for face value, as we're talking about with like, maybe Lottie's not actually the Antler Queen. So I think that is very compelling. I'm the 90s for me is always where I think it's been the most interesting, despite me like when I shout the names of people on the show, I'm like entirely doing the modern day cast who are tremendous. But I'm most excited to see how like the wilderness stuff devolves. And also like the symbol. And we know that people were already out there. Like that's, I can make a joke about the others. I guess I will. Classic The Others in a season two of a show. So there's just so much on the island. Or I guess they're not.
We always call it the island.
Canadian wilderness. Yeah. So
everyone has to be ready. We're going to call it the island a lot.
It's up in your neck of the woods, Grace.
And I also did want to show that I do think there's a good comparison lately about the show that if you're like, you haven't watched and you're wondering, I know we just spoiled the whole show, so you probably are not listening, but I feel like the show, Josh, is more Outlast than it is Survivor. I don't know if you checked out Outlast.
I've
I don't think
it.
You should for your own mental. Nobody for their
cool,
own mental health should watch
to.
The show. But I think Yellow Jackets is more Outlast than Survivor. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder, to continue the Lost analogy, we know people have been at the crash site, at the cabin before. Jess, I'm just going to do the Professor Hulk thing and say, time travel? Any chance that we're going to see
clones?
Any like the Melanie Linskys and the Tawny Cypresses? Could they zap back in time and they were the original settlers of this place?
It's certainly possible.
It's hard to see it.
I don't think this is that show. It doesn't feel like that show. They'd have to make a really hard pivot to make that make sense, in my opinion. Because we already have so much going on with the cabin, right? Like, who is the person that died there? Why were they there living alone, right? Is it literally just a plot device to give us the guns and tons of ammunition we need to be able to hunt and kill animals to stay alive? I don't think so, considering we get this, like, ghostly guy, right? Like, he does make an appearance later on. And so, I don't know. I don't think we're going to get a time travel element. I'm open to whatever the show wants to give us as long as it makes sense. I do trust the showrunners in this case. I think they must have some idea of what has transpired from date of crash to 19 months later, right? Like, we know there is a lot of time spent out in the wilderness, and I'm hoping a lot of season two is dedicated to fleshing this out a little bit. So yeah, I would say, like, that is very intriguing to me. I think something else that is, like, number one with a bullet for me to figure out what is going on is the girl that fell in the death pit. She has that heart necklace that Jackie had that she then gave to Shauna. And so is this, like, something that is passed around? Like, why is she wearing that? That has always stuck out to me as something that's important. And I think something that is going, like, a little underreported, just because there's just so much going on the show, is what the heck happened to Javi? A lot of people thought that Adam was Javi all season long in season one. Yeah. Obviously, we know that that's not the case now, but we leave season one with him missing in the forest. We don't know where he is. And he feels like somewhat of a Lottie in the early season, where he feels a little bit underdeveloped in the very beginning. But I feel like he's a dark horse. Like, he is someone that needs to be paid attention to, given that, like, he had that moment with Shauna where she gives him, like, something to draw with. He, like, whittled her a little wolf, right? Like, he does feel like an important character to pay attention to.
Yeah, it wasn't a big wolf. It was a whittle wolf.
It was a whittle wolf.
Yeah, a little whittle, a bitty witty wolf.
It's a whittle wolf.
So something very much important to pay attention to. And, like, Grace, I'm really excited to just kind of see. I think we're all intrigued to know, like, what actually happened out there. Right. And so that I couldn't be more excited to dive back into the show.
I'm very excited to get back into it as well. I can't wait to connect on all of these insane theories that are going to be bubbling up as we find out more about what happened out there. So I think that season two is going to be really, really fun. The reviews have been really positive. The review embargo has been lifted as of this time, at least reactions. And the reactions seem to be pouring in a very positive, skewing way. The confidence in the show from Showtime is clear. It's already been renewed for a third season.
Hey.
And this is as far back as December 2022 is when it was renewed for a third season. So that's a lot of confidence in this show, which is a very important show for the Showtime brand, especially as the Showtime brand is beginning its collaborations with Paramount Plus, and we're still waiting to see what all of that looks like. But I think that Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson, who wrote and created this show, I think that they came out with a really heavy hit in season one. Second seasons are always challenging. Can they do it again? Can the sophomore season live up to the freshman season, Grace? I certainly hope that it can.
I mean, I feel like there's been a lot of new series in the last little while that we've been watching. We watched House of the Dragon and we watched Last of Us. And I feel like at the end of both the seasons, we're like, well, that was great. They're going to have to do it. I don't know if they could do it again. Like, immediately the reaction is like, I don't know about a second season. I believe at the end of Yellow Jacket season one, Josh, you were like, I'm pretty nervous.
Nervous. Anything? Yeah.
You always get nervous. Season two is tough. You know, to the point of, like, you know, the joke about the others, you know, the show did not completely reveal everything. And so, you know, there's a lot more to come, and whether or not those can land. There's the, you know, the idea of, Jess, you were talking about, you know, you feel like they have a plan. You know, that makes me excited. I know that they did talk about having, I think, a 5-season plan, which I know also has some people very nervous.
I believe that's what they had said. Yes.
Yeah. That made some people nervous, I know, as well. But, you know, you have a plan, but the delicate balance is, I don't always think you should stick to your plan if you have stuff that is working and resonating and you should be able to pivot, but it's knowing what you should pivot on. There's also the thing of a mystery box show that, you know, they don't want you to figure out what's happening, but the best way to, you know, unveil a mystery is that was right there in front of you the whole time. So this is really tricky. I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm glad that the reviews seem to be that it's fun. I'm very excited. But of course, you know, we'll see how it lands.
Cautiously.
The plane did not land.
Hopefully better than Laura Lee landed
That's
the plane.
Right. Yes. That's right.
Yikes.
Cautiously optimistic, but like cautiously very optimistic is kind of how I would describe where I'm at. I'm really excited for the return of the show. I don't know that I realized how much I missed this one.
Yeah.
This is a really funny, It is sometimes a pretty funny show, actually.
It can be funny. Yeah.
It can be very funny despite the really gruesome subject matter.
Someone was talking about how on one of the podcasts, like Misty Quigley does something horrendous. And then immediately on the pod, as we're recapping, like, she's awesome. You know?
I love Misty.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the thing is like, if I don't know if we were talking about her in the modern day, but if she's played, like, if it's Christina Ricci on my screen, like, there's just no way I'm not going to love it.
Yeah.
Also, I've vouched for that the Oscars need some new categories, including best named character. And I know that this is not Oscar, so I'll vouch for the Emmys. The Emmys needs best named character on a TV show. Misty Quigley is just 100%.
Excellent.
So
Yeah. Wasn't she Ash's friend when he was going around collecting Pokemon? I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's right. So we've got a lot more Yellow Jackets coverage coming your way. Of course, all season long, as we already outlined, but even in the run up to the season two premiere, Jess, you're getting together with Marissa Garza for a preview show of what the two of you are up to. You want to tell us anything about that?
Yeah, so the plan right now is to do some drafting, give out some superlatives, make some predictions, some theories for season two. I'm also going to talk to Marissa about her history with the show, kind of what she loved about it back when she watched it. And that's, we're just kind of setting things up. So I love,
can
there's
I
nothing
offer an idea for a segment for your podcast with
Please.
Marissa, who is the incredible producer of the Ted Lasso podcast here on Post Show Recaps, helping myself and Antonio Mazzaro, another soccer show. How about a mini versus segment within your Yellow Jackets podcast with Marissa? I would kick that your way just to consider. How is Ted Lasso lining up with Yellow Jackets this week?
Yeah, football is life. Cannibalism is life.
I can't believe
cannibalism is not life.
Cannibalism is, I mean, it's life for one, not for
Jamie
the other.
Tart, he ate Danny Rojas. This is terrible.
Jess, I know you're going to want to just try not to talk to Marissa about the time her soccer team crashed in the Canadian wilderness. I know it seems like you should, but
sore subject.
Sore subject.
So listen up for that podcast coming soon. Latanya and I are also going to get together to sketch out how the verses is going to work between Succession and Yellow Jackets. So you can look forward to that podcast as well. And then March 24th, it's the return of Yellow Jackets season two. It is the beginning of the Yellow Jackets season two coverage in earnest here on Post Show Recaps. Make sure you are subscribed. PostShowRecaps.com/Yellow Jackets is our RSS link. You can sign up that way if you're searching by URL, or you could just search Post Show Recaps Yellow Jackets wherever you get your podcasts. If you want the commercial free versions of the Yellow Jackets podcasts, patreon.com/postshowrecap. Sign up at any level. You'll get every Yellow Jackets podcast commercial free on Patreon. So that's patreon.com/postshowrecaps. And how about this? Let's open up a feedback form. I think a feedback form would be great to have all season long. postshowrecaps.com/buzz. Go to postshowrecaps.com/buzz. We will have the feedback form open. You can send us any feedback that you got all season long, theories, predictions, all that good stuff. Send it in, postshowrecaps.com/buzz. Also, if you want more Yellow Jackets content from me, I'm going to be writing about it a little bit over at Vanity Fair. So come say hi. Check out the Vanity Fair Yellow Jackets podcast coverage. It's not podcast coverage. I'm just going to be writing with my fingertips. Maybe I'll be doing like some Siri voice writing of articles. I don't think that's really how it's going to work. What if that's how I did all of my articles? Is it just like spoke them?
You just annotated?
I just spoke them. Spoke them out loud. Go to vanityfair.com. You'll get my Yellow Jackets articles as they are coming out. Going to be doing some theory mongering on my own over there. Really looking forward to all of that. I'm at Round Howard, wherever you can find me on these mean internet streets. Grace, where are you?
You can find me at High From Grace.
And Jess?
At the Jess Sterling.
All right, folks. We will be back soon with more Yellow Jackets podcast coverage. Until then, as we always say around these parts, lick it boom boom down.